Can you give us a little rundown on who you are, where you came from?
Well, I grew up here in Pennsylvania, in southwestern Pennsylvania. And, you know, I'm just a blue-collar guy who grew up wrestling and playing football. You know, I wasn't very big coming out of high school. So, you know, I ended up going to Cal U to focus on my education. And, you know, I went into Cal and I just worked my butt off and, you know, I just kept gaining weight and growing. And, you know, it snowballed into getting an opportunity to play in the NFL.
What was your size when you graduated from Chartiers?
I graduated at Chartiers Valley High School at about 245 pounds.
And what did you last weigh in at?
I last weighed in at 307 or 308 last week.
Did you have any indication you would be drafted? I mean, were you kind of waiting with pins and needles here?
Well, you know, I went on a visit with Kansas City, and, you know, I thought my meetings with everybody out there went really well, and, you know, I was kind of just waiting to see what happened, and I'm very, very excited, you know, to be drafted. It's an absolute honor, and I'm going to play my butt off for Kansas City.
Have you been watching the draft today, or were you just sitting around waiting for a phone call, or what?
Well, I've been just kind of spotty with it, watching a little bit, and I'd, you know, build up some anxiety, and I'd back away, but, you know, mostly just enjoyed a little cookout, hamburgers and hot dogs with my family, just waiting for a phone call.
Where are you, in Bridgeville?
We're in Pittsburgh. We're in the south side of Pittsburgh right now, at my wife's parents' house.
Okay. You played a little tackle at Cal, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. That was my first opportunity to play at Cal, was at left tackle. The previous tackle had graduated, so, you know, that's where I had to play. And, you know, I thought I did well at tackle. And then the next season, all the seniors graduated, and we had a transfer in from Old Miss named Rashad Johnson. And he transferred into Cal to play guard for us. And, you know, I figured my shot at playing in the NFL was going to be at center, not at tackle. So I asked my coach, I said, "Hey, coach, let me try to play center next to Rashad." And, you know, I think that's what got all the attention and kept rolling.
You that program has taken in a lot of transfers from Division I. Do you guys, during the last few years, did you kind of sit back and wonder, okay, let's see who's going to come in this year?
I mean, you do, you know. Because, you know, we do get a lot of guys who come in and, you know, we give them an opportunity to fix their past mistakes. And, you know, I kind of just use that to help me, you know, get more attention. Because if we have all these guys coming in who, you know, who straighten themselves out and then get the opportunity to play, you know, there's more spotlight at Cal. So I use that to, you know, hey, maybe, you know, I can do this. I'm going to keep working my butt off. You know, scouts coming to practice and everything, and, you know, I'm going to do this.
What kind of offense did you guys run in college?
We did a lot of inside and outside zone. Zone was our, you know, our bread and butter. We're out of gun a lot. We do some under center, you know, but we mostly stick to running, you know, the zone concepts.
The what's the Vulcan?
The Vulcan is the is a Roman god of fire and blacksmithing. It's you know, Cal chose it, you know, because it's a pretty cool mascot. But it's the Roman god of blacksmithing and fire. And Zeus commissioned Vulcan, before he was Vulcan, to make his lightning bolt, to make Zeus's lightning bolts. And after, you know, the lightning bolts were made so well, he made man, you know, the Vulcan, the god of blacksmithing and fire.
Are you a history major?
What's that?
Are you a history major?
No, I was justice studies.
That's what that Vulcan thing, they teach that orientation, right, when you're a freshman?
Yeah, well, they really don't. I was curious about myself, and I had to look up how, you know, they tell you what it is, but I had to look it up and, you know, figure out how, you know, how it came to be and everything myself.
What's the biggest crowd you've ever played in front of at Cal?
Sure, the biggest crowd would have to be 4,500, 5,000 tops.
And is that at Cal, or is that somewhere like Slippery Rock or Edinburgh?
That was at Cal. You know, home games are about 5, maybe 6 if we're lucky. And then, but the national semifinal game I played in out in Northwest Missouri was about 14,500, 15,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the Shrine game, I was told it was 18,000.
How deep was the playbook at Cal?
What's that?
How deep was the playbook? How many plays did you guys run?
I mean, it's tough because we can do a lot of things. You know, we have our, you know, we have our basic plays. You know, we have inside zone left and right with one back, two back, and then you have about four or five different things you can do to each play every week. You know, to change it to a defense, to change it to players on a certain defense. So, I mean, the playbooks, you know, you only have, you know, let's say we got eight basic plays, but then each play can be twisted and turned into everything else. So, you know, it's like, you know, there's probably, you know, 2,000 different things you could probably do, you know, just by changing this in a play, that in a play, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What was your contact like with the Chiefs?
My contact with the Chiefs?
Yeah. What kind of stuff did they talk to you about?
Well, I went down there for a visit, and we talked about, you know, a lot about football, a lot about, you know, the offense we ran at Cal and me explaining it to them and you know, going over that stuff. You know, my wife, I just got married last Saturday, so we talked about my, you know, my new wife and everything like that. And, you know, we just talked about... you know, how I grew up, you know, things I like to do outside of football. You know, then we talked a lot about football and what, you know, the Chiefs, you know, were expecting out of me.
What do you have going on tonight, a big celebration?
What's that?
What do you have going on tonight, a big party?
I'm going to spend a lot of time with my family, you know, and just live it up, you know, with my family, enjoy the time I have with them, and, you know, get ready to make plans to head out.
What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Stephanie.
PH or an F?
PH.
And what are your? Oh, got one coming in there. What do your parents do?
My dad works in a chemical plant here in Pittsburgh, and my mother is a registrar at a local hospital here.
You had a medical red shirt in 2008. What was that for?
Well, my freshman year, I had an issue with my shoulder, and I wasn't getting any playing time, so we decided to rehab it through the season. So, you know, I didn't practice, didn't play. I just stayed off my shoulder and, you know, we ended up getting a red shirt for it later.
Your right or your left shoulder?
My left shoulder.
You, you're the third guy from Cal to be drafted. You played with the last guy. What is it? Campbell? Tommy Campbell?
Yeah, Tommy Campbell.
Do you know anything about the first guy?
The first guy was, what was his name? Elmo the Collins?
We can hear you cheating.
Who is it?
Da 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 da.
Was it Elmo the Collins? It was 1950s, wasn't it?
That's okay. Nobody else is going to know it either.
Yeah.
So, where are you with your degree?
I graduated.
And what was your degree in?
Justice Studies, Forensic Science.
Oh, you going to be a CSI guy?
You know, I might try to get on one of these TV shows.
All right, I think we're good. Thank you.
Is that everything?
Yeah, I think we're good. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Bye.